The men heard us coming. They stopped their work and turned their eyes to the riot in progress. Joe McCall saw what was happening. He was sitting in a chair and leaped to his feet. Miguel grabbed a tire tool. Slim just stood there, too surprised to move. Joe made a dive for Bruiser.
Here, Bruiser. Easy, boy. Nice doggy.
He managed to grab a hind leg, but that dog was so big and strong, he broke away. Then Bruiser turned his eyes back to me and charged. I ran to the far end of the shop, hoping. The back door was shut. My eyes darted around the shop. There was only one way out, and Bruiser stood between me and the outside world. There I stood, frozen, petrified. Bruiser grinned and started toward me again.
Now, where were we?
We were... Listen, Bruiser, if you're talked about all those things I said about you, I think I can explain everything, honest.
Yeah? Give it a try.
Great. Okay, I said you were ugly, right? Not true, not true at all. You're actually a very handsome guy.
I'm ugly.
I edged backward and bumped against the wall. Okay, you're ugly. We're straight on that one. I said you walk like a fat duck, remember? What a wild exaggeration. I don't know what came over me to make such a...
What about chasing fawns?
Chasing fawns?
Yeah. Is that right or wrong? See, yesterday you hurt my feelings. You made me feel bad for chasing a baby deer.
Yes, I suppose I did.
So take it back. Tell me it's okay if I want to chase a baby deer the next time I visit your ranch. Say it, and I'll let you walk out of here alive.
I took a big gulp of air. All at once, I wasn't scared anymore. Bruiser, you've just reminded me how much I disliked you the first time we met. I mean, when I saw you jump on that poor little deer, I felt nothing but disgust. And it's all coming back to me now. You're not only big and ugly and stupid, but you're disgusting. And you know what, Bruiser? I'm fixing to give you the whipping you've needed for a long time. A nasty laugh poured out of his throat.
You're crazy, cowdog.
He took a step backwards.